How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People. And today I want to share another idea to help you grow. This idea is inspired from a quote by Seneca. Let me read the quote to you guys. The quote is, "How many have laid waste to your life when you weren't aware of what you were losing? How much was wasted in pointless grief, foolish joy, greedy desire, and social amusements? How little your own was left to you? You will realize you are dying before your time." So, you know, if you have joined me for the first few episodes of my channel, maybe you'll remember me speaking on the importance of being open to life, of learning to let go of your past, of letting go of old concepts, and yeah, so that you can be open to new ideas, new ways of living, new ways of being. And today I want to speak also on the importance of saying no. So from this quote, what I get is that we need to learn to say no to the things that don't matter. So for our purposes, what are the things that don't matter? The things that don't matter is anything that takes us away from our life's aim. So this leads me to talk about life aim. I think it is of the utmost importance for you to create what your main and lasting life purpose is. So what's the aim of your life? And by formulating an aim for your life, this will help you to say no to the things that don't matter and help you to remember and keep you on track to the things that do matter. So if you have not formulated a life aim for yourself, I want you to, as an experiment, think about, like, this is the last day of your life. You're on your deathbed and you're just looking back on your life. So what would it take for you, if you were on your deathbed, for you to pass away content and happiness? So looking back on your life, you could say, ah, I accomplished my life's purpose, my life's aim. So in order for you, in order to help you maybe formulate your aim, I'm gonna share another idea, you know, which is to try to find out what kind of person, what type of person you are. So maybe your life's aim lies in doing something. So you're a person that your aim lies in doing. So what is it that you hope to do in your life? Maybe this is traveling around the world, seeing every country. So if you visited every country, you could die a happy man. Or maybe it's to start up a business that helps you to provide for your family and live comfortably. So having done that, you can die a happy man. So your aim in life lies in doing. This is what the majority of people, their happiness will lie. And if, as long as they're able to do something that they feel will bring them happiness. Then another thing is maybe your life aim lies in knowing. So as long as you come to know something, that you can die a happy man. So maybe you want to learn 10 languages. So as long as you can reach that, then you'll die a happy man. Or maybe you want to know how to love. You know, if you can learn how to love somebody or love yourself, then your life's aim has been accomplished. Or maybe you're of the last type of person, and this is in your aim lies in becoming. So this is maybe more the rarest type. This is in actualizing your full potential. Or maybe this is your life's purpose lies in spiritual meaning. So in becoming something that you are not now, which entails transformation, a complete transformation. So maybe this lies in realizing your true self, realizing your highest truth. So once you formulate your aim and you are clear on what your aim is, then as you live your life, you know, life is just a endless series of forks in the road. The problem is that many of us live a life that's predominantly unconscious. You know, we live a life where we are identified to our usual ways of thinking, of feeling, of doing, of habits. So whenever we approach these forks in the road, our habits, our usual ways of thinking and feeling are what ultimately choose for us. And unfortunately, because of our old habits, sometimes we choose a fork in the road and we go down a path that we have to pay for the rest of our life, you know, so something that we end up regretting. So these forks in the road, we need to approach with awareness, with consciousness. And when we approach these moments, then we can refer, once we're fully present and aware in our life's events, then we can refer to our life aim. And then we can approach it much more intelligently and see, okay, if I go this way or that way, will that take me closer or further away from my life's aim? So if you can discriminate and see that, oh, okay, this is going to take me further away from my aim, then that clarity and that and from being in the position of being aware of your purpose, of your life, then you will be in a better position to say no to whatever will take you away from that, whether it means saying no to somebody, whether it means saying no to an old habit of yours, whether it means saying no to a train of thought. You'll be in a much better position to say no and be in a better position to go down the route and take action to getting back on your path that will get you one step closer to your life's aim. For me, my life's aim is to live a life of inner and outer freedom. So whenever I have a fork in the road, I am able to see whether will this take me further away from my life's aim of living a psychologically conflict-free life. And if it's taking me further away from that, then you know I'm able to muster up the energy, the courage, the determination, the will to go in the direction that suits my life's aim. All right, guys, so there you go. I hope you enjoyed today's topic, today's idea. If you enjoy my videos, please share with anyone who you feel can benefit from my ideas. And if you enjoy as well, please subscribe and hit the little notification bell so that whenever I release a new video, you will be notified of my latest content. And hope you have a good day. Take care. Peace. Boca no